So let's talk about what happened tonight. San Antonio getting crushed, and also the NBA draft lottery. We now know who will pick number 1, 2, 3, and so on. Christian Winfield, SB Nation, covering the NBA, joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Christian, Matt Peralta, good evening. How are you?
I'm great. Well, I mean, I feel like I just lost a couple years of my life watching that Spurs game because we knew how that was going to turn out. But I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. 136-100, a 36-point beatdown by Golden State. If Kawhi Leonard can't play the rest of this series, will the Spurs win a game?
No, definitely not. I think I answered that in 0.001 seconds. You know, even with Kawhi, this is a tall order for a Spurs team that's short Tony Parker and going up against a Goliath Warriors team that, you know, it's hard to see them losing a game until you get to Cleveland. Just as important as Kawhi is to the Spurs offensively, defensively, he stabilizes them on both ends. It's just impossible to see the Spurs even competing. And we saw it in that 36-point blowout. We saw it in game one. You know, it was a 25-point swing as soon as he went down. And I don't think the Spurs have a chance unless he comes back and has 100% healthy ankles.
Christian, if you're a Nick or a Net fan tonight, obviously it's been a rough couple of years, but was tonight insult to injury to watch Boston get the one seed, or sort of the one pick, which should be yours as a Net fan, and then the Knicks went backwards from where they were supposed to have drafted tonight in the lottery?
I mean, I think tonight was worse, definitely worse for Nets fans than it was for Knicks fans, especially after Paul Pierce went ahead and tweeted that he had one last gift to the Celtics before he retired. You know, I think that, you know, it was a gamble that the Nets took a couple years ago. Obviously, it didn't pay off. And, you know, for the Nets, it's just going to be building through free agency, seeing who they can get. They struck out last year. I think they might have some luck this time around, maybe not getting a big name, but getting someone who can help turn that franchise around. For the Knicks, I mean, you still got the number 8 pick. There's still going to be some players on the board. Hopefully, Malik Monk drops over there. Maybe I'm hearing about this guy, Frank Nicolina, however you pronounce his name. He's supposedly really good. It looks like the Knicks might strike out on the top point guard prospects unless someone falls. In that scenario, I'm looking at Malik Monk as a guy who can really fill it up. I got some comparisons to Jamal Crawford, which is always a good thing, and he can fill it up. He can come off the bench or start, and that's what we need in New York. We need some backcourt help, but it's tough to be a Nets fan right now, especially when you don't have your pick next year either.
Worst trade in NBA history?
I've said yes. Bargnani is still burning the Knicks right now, so I think we can we can agree to disagree on that one.
I mean, Boston winds up with the number 1 pick, and after what they've, you know, I guess tonight was the first time where that trade really burned the Nets. It was sort of coming. Everyone thought it might be that way down the road, but now with the number 1 pick on the board for Boston, if you were the Celtics, Christian, what do you do with that pick? Do you keep it or trade it?
I mean, you shop it. You shop it and see who's going to give you the most back for it. I think if you're Boston, you're looking at Chicago, you're looking at Indiana, you're seeing who's going to give you something along with Paul George or Jimmy Butler. And if you're not getting anything, I say you go ahead and take Markel Fultz. And really, you might look at Isaiah Thomas. He's 28 years old. You know, he's going to be commanding a max contract soon. You know, I mean, yes, he's an outstanding point guard, but when you look at his age, he's going to be in his 30s really soon. He's going to command, you know, these max contracts nowadays. He can get $30 million, $30-plus million at age 30, 32, 33. That's an insane amount of money to commit to someone who's getting up there, you know. So you look at Markel Fultz and what he can bring. He's really, really gifted scorer. He's an underrated defender, I think, you know. And he does a little bit of everything, and on top of that, he can shoot the ball like nobody else. And if you're striking out on Paul George or Jimmy Butler, or you're not getting a package that blows you away, you go ahead and take Markel Fultz, you know, and you figure it out on the go. But I think they're going to do everything in their power to shop that number 1 pick. You know, they were trying to shop it at the trade deadline. Imagine if the Celtics team had Jimmy Butler or Paul George right now, then this conversation would be different. But, you know, if they can't get a taker, they're going to take Markel Fultz. And if no one's going to trade for him, hey, you're getting the best player in the draft. Either way, they're in the best scenario right now.
Yeah, it really is wild. Christian Winfield, SBNation.com, joining us here on game night. I'm a Celtics guy, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. I trust Danny Ainge a lot more to shop and trade than I do to watch him draft a player. But although I do think Fultz is going to be a great player and a great addition to Boston if they take him, in particular with Brad Stevens' ability to develop young talent. If you're Gordon Hayward, do you opt out of Utah and do you go to Boston to play with your college coach, given the fact that more money's on the table with Utah for an extension?
That's a tough one. I like what they're building in Utah, but the reality is no one is going to have a chance at stopping this Warriors team in the next 3 years. If they keep those guys together, which it looks like they will, no one's getting past them, especially not the guys they have in Utah. I think his best path to the finals is going to Boston, if that's what he wants. You know, if he wants to stay in Utah, if he wants to get the money, if he wants to stay, you know, true to his roots over there, you know, stay there by all means. But if you're trying to win, and, you know, Utah, don't get me wrong, Utah is a really good team. I just don't see them getting past the Warriors, getting past, you know, the Rockets, getting past even the Spurs. You know, the Spurs still have Kawhi Leonard, and they're only going to get better. You know, the path to the finals in the West is much tougher than it is in the East. The East is getting tough, too, but you put Jimmy Butler next to Isaiah Thomas or Al Horford or any of those guys in Boston, and then you trade for another pick or anything like that, whatever they're doing out there in Boston is working. And I think if he wants to win, Boston is the way to go.
All right, so tomorrow, game one of a seven-game series that many people do not believe will go anywhere more than five with the Cavaliers. What chances do you give Boston to extend it to maybe a six-game series?
I've got them getting swept, honestly, man.
Yeah.
It sounds terrible.
I do, too.
Boston is such a really good team. But I think that another thing people aren't looking at is these guys haven't had a chance to rest. You know, like, they haven't had a chance to rest since the last game of the Bulls series, I believe. They've been playing once every other night or once every two nights ever since then. You know, these guys haven't had a chance to really relax. And you've got LeBron, who's just been sitting down waiting for a week just to run through somebody. You know, I don't think it's even going to be close, and that's not an indictment on Boston. You know, they're a really, really solid offensive team, but those guys are fatigued. You know, they just went a seven-game series, an emotional seven-game series, physical, all of that. Isaiah Thomas is missing a tooth. He's got fractured other teeth. You know, it's crazy. And now you got to go up against the greatest player in the world alongside one of the greatest ball handlers in the world and just a host of other shooters. You know, I think it's going to be ugly, honestly. I think it's going to be four games, and it's going to be decisive.
Yeah, I think game one is the one shot, much like game one of the Spurs and Warriors series. I think game one, Boston has a shot. I think Vegas also agrees with the line only being about 3.5. But I think the rest of the series, I think in the second half of game one, it's a win for the Cavs, and then I think game two, three, and four are going to get kind of ugly for Boston. But to me, I've said it doesn't matter what happens because they've already won. Getting the number one pick and getting to the Eastern Conference Finals in the same week puts this franchise in the driver's seat for the next 3 years, in my mind. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, that's really true. You know, Danny Ainge, I don't know what's out there in the water in Boston, but whatever's in there, I need some of it because he can't seem to do any wrong. They've got another first overall pick. They've got all these young players that they can put together in a package for another all-star, or they can just sit around and wait for Gordon Hayward. If Gordon Hayward comes and then they still have their draft pick that they can flip into somebody else, it's like, man, what? They are really set up for the future. I think a lot of other teams need to look at what they've done in Boston and try to replicate that. You know, even Philly's kind of done something similar in terms of getting as many assets as they can get their hands on. And you look at them, they're in a really good position, too. I think Philly's going to be a really good team really quickly because they've got a lot of good pieces. And I think the Nets are going to be good sooner than later. You know, they're going through a little rocky patch right now, but I've got a little bit of faith in them.
Kristen, great stuff tonight. Really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, man.
That is Kristen Winfield, SBNation.com. Follow him on Twitter @KerSplash with a K.